You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Karen Thomas, the president of Advanced Telehealth Solutions, a URAC-accredited health call center providing customized telemonitoring and health call center solutions. Karen, great to have you back with us here on the program.
Hello, Eric. It's great to be here.
And it is good to have you back with us and looking forward to getting an update. So for starters, for those that may have missed the last time you were with us, briefly describe what you do and what remote patient monitoring is and what can be accomplished with it.
All right, great. Well, as you mentioned, we are a URAC-accredited call center. And what we do is we will gather vital signs either by providing the equipment in a client's home or the client can use their own equipment, such as a tablet, a phone, or a PC. So we're going to monitor, for instance, your blood pressure, your heart rate, your oxygen saturation, your weight, and we'll also gather symptoms. So for those people, particularly with a chronic illness, we're going to have all that information, and that will enable us to provide education. We have nurses available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we also do video visits. So we are going to connect with all those people privately, wherever they are, and as a result of that, we're going to be able to improve their health outcomes, reduce medical costs, and enhance their independence. We're going to be teaching people how to help themselves and live better with any type of chronic illness or sometimes after maybe a short illness. So that's our goal, and that's what we do.
And Karen, how does Advanced Telehealth Solutions partner with different types of senior living communities to offer a remote patient monitoring services and provide the senior living community a competitive edge?
Well, Advanced Telehealth Solutions works differently within different living environments within the senior living communities. So we can offer a light touch. For example, if a person is living in an independent living environment and they have something new that's happening or they need just somewhat an intermittent oversight, for example, a new diabetic. So we're able to work with those patients, educate them, and then we can also partner with a community, a senior living community, where someone may have had a surgery and they need intermittent care afterwards, but maybe not long term. And then we can actually work in a more intense environment where a person may have a need for greater care. Let's say they're moving to the nursing home stage and they actually need more oversight. So it gives that nursing, that senior living facility, connectivity at different levels and provides all this care in the privacy of whether or not it's an independent living situation, an assisted living, or once again, more intensive care within a nursing home setting. So we have a lot of opportunity to connect with these senior living facilities at many different levels.
I also understand that there are a number of use cases for remote patient monitoring in a senior living community. Would you explain some of the various examples or use cases?
Yes, I'd be glad to. And some of those I just touched on briefly with when we were talking just a second ago, but I like to think of it in this way. If you're thinking of a senior living facility and they're thinking about how they can improve their competitive edge and take better care of the people residing with them, let's think of it from the beginning and more independent. That's more preventative or maintenance, and it's enabling that person to stay in that environment and be independent as long as possible. As people age and maybe their health declines somewhat, we can work with them at the mid-level, helping people manage their chronic illnesses and avoid exacerbations, because very seldom does a person go in the hospital and come back healthier than when they went in. And senior living communities are hoping to or working towards keeping people in their most independent environment as long as possible. And then again, I mentioned that more intensive care as people become ill and potentially maybe only for a shorter period of time. So we're helping them regain their independence. And one of the most interesting things that we're seeing with these senior living communities are they are actually starting to provide care in the home. So they're moving out into the community. Some senior living communities have actually started their own Medicare home health agencies, so they have that additional connection. Remote patient monitoring is a great tool if you have a home health agency connected with your senior living community, because it really gives that connection on a daily basis where it's not as easy to actually physically see that person. You can do it with video and gathering all their vital signs. So you're giving great oversight while the person is getting home health, for example. And then we're also seeing senior living communities think about how to connect with people on a waiting list. And this is a great way to do it because they have that connectivity via video. So if you think of it overall, we're partnering from that preventative to reaching out into their home, and even a short term and a long term. It really depends on the imagination and the progressiveness of the senior living community on how we can work with them. We're seeing a lot of changes in this area. It's just exciting.
Sounds like some exciting times in the space. Today we are joined by Karen Thomas, the president of Advanced Telehealth Solutions, a URAC accredited health call center providing customized telemonitoring and health call center solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, also, Karen, how or why is remote patient monitoring attractive to the resident, and what are the benefits to the resident?
Well, remote patient monitoring is attractive to the residents truly because of the benefits that they're going to be getting. And basically, it's going to be keeping that patient or that resident connected. It's teaching them about their health situation, whatever that may be, and it's providing them education. It's enabling them to be as independent as possible, and it's doing all this in the privacy of their home. In addition to that, they have the access of an RN anytime they want to call in. So if you think about the benefit to that resident, it's providing video, it's providing telephone calls, it's in the privacy of their own living environment, and we're teaching them how to stay as independent as possible and control their disease process. A prime example would be managing their medications. That's often an issue. Sometimes it's a new medication. Sometimes it's the complexity of a number of medications. And by working with the people remotely, we can do all that, and those medications work better because they're taken properly, and people understand the consequences of not taking them, and all that, once again, helps them stay in better health. So it's very exciting, and all this is a great benefit to the resident. And what we're also seeing within that residential community, it's important to them to keep this private so that they're not seeing as many people come into the community to help them. It really gives them that sense of, I'm doing this on my own, and not everyone knows what's going on within my life.
And more than likely a comfort in that regard as well. Lastly, can remote patient monitoring benefit the senior living community financially, and is there return on the investment here?
Most definitely. And some of this goes back to exactly what we talked about with the residents benefiting. But the way that the senior living community will benefit is that the independence and the improvement in health, or maintaining the health of all their residents, enables the people to live in the most independent but also the least expensive operating environment within the senior living community, particularly for what's called a CCRC or a continuous care residential center or facility. And in those cases, that residential facility pays for and maintains the cost of caring for that resident through their extended lifetime. So whatever services they need, the community pays for that. And keeping these people as independent and healthy as possible in that least costly environment is a great return on the investment for the senior living community and also the waiting list, because they're not losing those clients to a different community should another community have an opening and the client decides to move to a different facility than the one that they had originally thought. So that's all very important, and they can really calculate out that return on that investment.
Well, Karen, it's been great to have had you back with us. Can't thank you enough for your time. Tell our listeners where they can, again, get more information on Advanced Telehealth Solutions.
Well, Eric, once again, it's been great talking to you, and I appreciate the opportunity. And for those that want to get more information about what we do, you can easily go to our website. It's www.advanced-telehealth.com. So advancedtelehealth.com. And if you Google it, that should come up, and it gives you some idea of the many things that we're doing to partner with not only facilities, but the actual patient to benefit them along with the facility. It's exciting times, and a lot of things are progressing, and it's an opportunity for everyone involved to benefit from the services.
Karen, keep up the great work, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success, and hopefully we can get you back on again with an update right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Eric, and you have a good day, too.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Karen Thomas, the president of Advanced Telehealth Solutions, a URAC-accredited health call center providing customized telemonitoring and health call center solutions. And for all the details and to learn more, visit advanced-telehealth.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming around the world 24/7 at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also access our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.